Well, I'm an open-minded thinker. I'm a trained biologist, and what I understand, there's photons as particles versus particles as waves thinking. I wondered why digital communications isn't involved with particles. At the basic fundamental level, it's still analog. And so 15 years ago, I started to make my own particle generation type system. And about 2 years ago, I got good results. And finally, I built a transmitter that does this. And as I mentioned before, Marconi put us on the path of wave theory, where you have long modulated wave trains to accommodate all the transients created by the resonant filters, including the resonant antenna. So I got rid of all those resonances and built a transmitter that has no resonance. I drive an antenna with DC pulses. The antenna is non-resonant, so there's no back and forth motion. By doing this, I get these really clean sine waves coming out. You know, in this case, it's a group of 5 or 10 sine waves on the antenna that produce pure pulses of photons. Now, my first receiver was an oscilloscope, because it's really hard to see those things, and I could see one photon pulse, but you can't do filtering. So I compromise and use a single LC filter. You can see which mangles the 5 or 10 pulse signal. Two filters mangle it more. And when I'm done, I convert the output, you know, the output into computer readable pulses using a comparator of 1.5 nanosecond speed, high speed comparator. So for every sign of that four megahertz that goes through, for every sign I get a pulse ready for my computer. Now I group these in terms of groups of like 5 or 10 to overcome the mangling done by the resonant filters in the receiver. By doing this, I get, here's an example of 7.3 megahertz, 40 meter band signal after one LC filter, after two LC filters. You can see I can separate ones and zeros at 1.2 megabit per second. And I want to develop, I want to work with people to develop 160 meter band, maybe 1.7 megahertz system. We get good data. I want to take that to the Japanese government and say, this is what you can use to replace AM broadcast band that you're getting rid of. Because we can download weather maps and traffic information maps at high speed from your AM radio. And the bandwidth is very narrow.
Got it. Okay, so you've developed the transmitter at this point.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of the data transfer side of it, are you developing a software modem? How does that translate from the software side into Star?
That's a good point. That's what I'm looking for people to work with me on, okay. Because I don't have time for that. I generate TTL logic signals. These are zero. A zero bit is zero, you know, less than 0.8 or whatever it is now. And then above 1.5, you know, 4 volt. So I have a data stream that needs to be loaded in a register and either parallel dumped or serial dumped into a computer, probably USB port, everything serial nowadays.
Sure.
So I'd like to work with someone who can work with a UART and dump this in the UART and then cycle it into their computer. It's pretty fast. So my transmitter has a 128-bit shift register, because I'm sending these out at a megabit per second. So I need to I load up my shift register and then recycle them to get a repeating signal to study. Now I also need a computer to transmitter interface, which involves you can dump out 8 or 16 bit, you know, bytes, or we can send out serial, but they have to be bunched up because the transmitter can't wait. The transmitter has to decide, you know, the timing. So what would happen would be sending out, you know, let's say 256 bits at a time, and then when it gets down to a small number, it would automatically start sending some more into the register.
Okay, like a buffer system.
Yeah, buffer system. I can work out myself, but it would take me more time if I could find someone who's already done that, and the software getting stuff in and out. There's some really good ways for filtering signals and separating them using software that would be pretty innovative. There's a lot of interesting stuff to do here.
Okay. Well, for people that might be interested in that side of it, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, photonradio.com.
Okay.
It's my website.
Perfect.